The sugya of Bar Gozla appears twice, Mila b'Mila, in Chulin Daf Kufyut Beis, and also in Psochim on Daf Ayin Vav. Ahubar Gozla did nafal lekada dechamka. So we have a case of meat that fell into milk, into kutach. Sharia Rav Chinina. And the Gemara says that Rav Chinina was matir because Shmuel's halacha of moliach hareu kiroseach only applies if it's eno nechal machmas molcha. Well, hai kuscha hare nechal machmas molcha. The Gemara goes on to say that that heter of Bar Gozla only applies hanibili chai avol tzli boi klipa. The ispe pili, Rashi says it has bekoyim, is kule osur. Vimetavol de tavlin kule osur. That's the sugya here in Chulin and in Psachim. So what I'd like to do is study with you the Ramah. The Ramah is based on Tosfos. So we'll see the Ramah's psak, and then we'll go back to the source, which is Tosfos. The Ramah says at the end of Simon Tzadi Aleph, Yesh omrim da'afilu heim tzoninim dina hachi. In other words, that which the Machaber writes in Siv Zayin here in Simon Tzadi Aleph, that we need klipa, which means that there is some sort of mitzas blia, that applies, says the Ramah, even if it's a case of tzonen. So you have tzonen that fell into tzonen, basar into cholav, and the Ramah says that you require klipa. Then the Ramah says, v'chein yesh linhok. It's not just the yesh omrim, but that's the minhag in ein hefseid merub. So we have here the psak of the Ramah to the effect that the sugya in Masechta Chulin Kufi Beis and Psachim Ayin Aleph, the requirement of klipa applies even in the case of tzonei. The Taz mentions Zeu Das Harosh, Chulin Perikhes Simon Lamed Gimel, Shepirish Kei Maisa De Gozol, Shenafal Lechol of the Gemara Chulin Kufiud Beis Omra. So that's what the Rosh writes. And the source for the Rosh is Tosus. Tosus here in Chulin on Daf Tzarivav Omid Beis. As we go along, we're going to mention the Pele that many of the poskim here mention the Rosh without mentioning Tosfos. That self is a little bit of a tarchiv, but that's not the main discussion for today. I just want to point out, before we see the main points of Tosfos, we'll try to see the overview of Tosfos, that the Shach in Sivkot and Chavav Dibra Maskal Afilu Hein Tzoninim Miloshon Ze Mashma Dibahav Model Amachaber Dibitzli Rosef Nami Dina Hachi Desagi Beklipa. The Machaber in Sif Zion says that if Sli Roseach falls into this Kutach, which is Moliach Shenechal Machmas Molcho, you require klipa. And the Ramah adds Afilu Hein Tzoninim. The Ramah is adding to the Machaber. He's not arguing with the Machaber, and therefore says the Shach, it must be that the Ramah agrees to the Machaber, and basically could summarize the Shitas HaRamah as follows. that in the case of Tzli Rosach that fell into Tzonen, all you need is Kedei Klipa, and that we'll see is a great Kula, which is against the Hagos Maimonides and the Yisur V'Heter, and that's how the Ramah accepts the Mechada, that's what the Shach is Medayik. On the other hand, the Ramah is Machmir in the case of Tzonein, that Tzonein likewise requires Klipa. So whether or not Tzli Rosach falls into this Kutach, or alternatively, Tzli Tzonein falls into the Kutach, in both cases, the Halacha is identical, and we require Kedei Klipa. So what we want to focus on now is why did the Ramah... Well, actually, we should ask the question more meticulously. Why did Tosus come to the conclusion that the sugya of Bar Gozla is addressing a case of Tzonen, even a case of Tzonen, and it requires Kedei Klipa, and there is a Blia, we'll call it a Blia Muetes, that requires Kedei Klipa. And this Chumra of the Ramah, which is a Chumra of Tosfos, is based on an analysis and a comparison of a number of sugyas in Shas. Tosfos says the following. When it says in the sugya of Yerech Shenisbashel Bogid that all you need to do is remove a klipa ad shemagia lagid, Tosa says lav dafka. You should not understand that literally. Ad shemagia lagid mamish, the hatzarech sheyaniach kedei klipa samach lagid. Right, so he cooked this yerech, not knowing, unbeknown to him, there was a gid that was not removed from the yerech. And we have to remove Kedei Klipa Samach Legit. Now Tosus drops the bomb that's going to create all sorts of problems for the sugya of Bar Gozla. And Tosus says, Vafilu Kedei Netila Tzarech Shianiach. We're not talking here about a Blia B'miktas. We're talking about a serious Blia. And therefore, since there was a serious belia, we need kedei netila, and it's not sufficient to remove kedei klipa. And Tosus quotes a brisa in Masechta Pesachim Daf Ayin Hayamid Beis to prove that this halach is so, that if you have a hot substance coming in contact with Isur, then it's not enough to have Kedei Klipa, you need Kedei Netila from the Sugya, the Braisa of Karban Pesach. And therefore Tosus assumes that whenever you have Tzli coming in contact with Isur, that you're always going to need Kedei Netila, and Kedei Klipa will not suffice. Tosus says, so where do we find Klipa? Clearly, in the sugya in Pesachim on Daf Ayin Hamid Beis, it says Yitol es Makomo. Yitol es Makomo clearly means Netila. So when does Klipa mean Klipa? And Tosus answers that we only find one case in which, although it was Tzli, Klipa is sufficient and we don't require Netila. And that's the sugya of Shmuel. In Ketzad Tzolin, in Pesach and Daf Ayin Vav, Cham L'toch Tzonen, Tishmuel Omar Kolef, and Kolef literally means Kedei Klipa, you don't need Netila, you need Klipa, and why? D'tatoi Gavar. Since it was Cham that fell into Tzonen, therefore the Tzonen is Gavar, and there's no process of Cham, of Chom, and Resichus, and therefore all you need is Kedei Klipa. Why do you need Kedei Klipa? Ademekerle Bola Purta, because in the interim, there is a Miktas Blia, Bola Purta, and therefore you need Kedei Klipa. So basically, Tosfos, if we want to summarize in the first part of Tosfos before he quotes the Sugya Bar Gozla, Tosfos sets up the following two principles. As a general rule, when there is a contact between Sli, Roseach, and Sonem, let's say they were sitting next to each other, Zeh al Yad Zeh, then we will require Kedei Netila. And that's the Bryson Psachim on Dafai and Hamid base. If on the other hand, the Tzli, even though it's hot, is going into the Tzonein, it's falling in, then we will not require Kedei Netila, we'll activate the principle of Shmuel of Tatoi Gavar, Ad Maker Le Bola Le Purta, and therefore there's only a Mixas Bliya that requires Klipa. So far, so good. Well, now Tosfos has a kasha. What's Tosfos' kasha? Ulekaman beperikol abosar. The Omar, right? This Tosfos at the beginning of the perik on Sadi Vavman Beis. If you fast forward to the sugya Bar Gozla on Kufyud Beis, it says over there the Omar Rav Ahu Bar Gozla Dinafal Gokada the Kamra Ditzli. That's a case Tosfos thinks of Tzli Roseach, correct? That's the Havamin of Tosfos. Is Boy Klipa. You require Klipa. And that bothers Tosfos. Tosfos has such a strong question that this is going to force him to a great Chiddush, a revolutionary Chiddush, that in the case of Tzonen, Letoch Tzonen, you will require Kedei Klipa. And at the Sugya Bar Gozla, that it's enough to just remove Kedei Klipa, that must be a case of Tzonen, or even of Tzonen. What forces Tosfos into that position? Apparently, Tosfos understood that if we have these two principles, on the one hand we have the case of Tzli Roseach, which requires Kedei Netila, and that we saw in Pesachim. On the other hand, we have the case of Tatoi Gavar, which suffices Kedei Klipa. Tosfos, apparently, this kasha subsumes the Sugya of Bar Gozla under the category of Tatoi Gavar. Because after all, the Gozla fell into the Kuta. Now, if that be the case, then what's Tosfos' question over here? Tosfos' question has no basis. Because if Tosfos, now having established that Roseach Letoch Tzonen is Tatoi Gavar and only requires Kedei Klipa, that's exactly what went on in the Sugya Bar Gozla. Why did Tosfos think that the Sugya Bar Gozla is problematic and it forms serves as a stira to our principles, and in the case of Bar Gozla, the Bar Gozla fell in to the Kutach and therefore should require Kedei Netila like the Braisa in Psachim in Karban Pesach? What led Tosfos to that conclusion? And apparently that conclusion was so... I don't know what word to use, was so partial to Tosfos that it forced him to break new ground and say that Bar Gozla applies to Tzonen. And that's the sheet of Tosfos and the Rush, which the Rishonim are going to reject. The Ran is going to reject. The Rashba is going to reject it. So basically, Rabosai, this is the kasha of Rabbi Kiveg. Rabbi Kivegan Hagos, Rabbi Kivegan says the following. He says, Hadi Amrinon, Cham Letov Tzonen Kolev. Fine. He says, Mashadirim Yidivri Atosus, Bechulim, the Svirle, that Tosus says that Ahi Bar Gozla, Mahani Klipa, and Tosus says, Mairi Betzonen. He says, "Bazek Hashali, Ahim Kosvu, Dilomatsinu Klipan is Keres, Elakahi, the case at Solon, which was Tatoi Gola. Hare, the Svirle Latosis, the Bechamu Tok Tsonen, Sagi Beklipa. It came mahikshu mi bar gozla ha hasam havi cham l'toch tzonen mishum hachi mahani klipa v'tzachi and godl. What bothered Tosfos? Where did he see the stira between the sugya bar gozla that it was enough to remove klipa and his principles that if it was Sli Tsonen, it requires Natila, but if it was Tatai Gavar, all you need is Kadei Klipa. Says Rabbi Kivayin, this case of Argozla that fell into a Kutach is a case of Shmuel of Tatai Gavar, and therefore what should suffice? Kadei Klipa. What was bothering Tosfos? Now, the Rabbi Kivega mentions the Argos, Maimonides, and the Issa v'Heter. That's mentioned by the Shach. The Shach says the following, and we mentioned it earlier, that the Ramah does not disagree with the Machaber that Sli Roseach L'toch Tzonein, all you need is Kedei Klipa, Sagi v'Kedei Klipa. Afal pisha goes my money is visa veheter sovereign did sliro sechlo sagi beklipa. But nevertheless, the Ramah accepts the Mechaber, and the Mechaber himself is well founded. The Rashi and Sochim, the Ravid, the Rashbin Taras Abayas, the Rush, they all agree that sliro sechlo toch tzonein, all you need is kedei klipa. Against our ghost, my money is, and the Iser veheter. And again, getting back to the Ramah says the Shach is poskening on the one hand like the Rush, who based on Tosfos assumes that the sugya of Bar Gozla is addressing the case of Tzonen, and therefore even in the case of Tzonen we require Kedei Klipa. But at the same time, the Shach is medayik from the Ramah that the Ramah agrees to be mekil in the case of Tzli Rosech L'toch Tzonen, and all you need is Kedei Klipa, and reject the Chumrah of the Agos Maimonios and the Issa v'Heter who require Tzli Rosech more than Kedei Klipa, meaning Kedei Netila. And we have now that combination according to the Ramah, and that's the diuk of the Shach. So in order to answer the kasha of Rabbi Kivega, we have to start with the Rashba. The Rashba asks the following question. How could it be that in the case of Bar Gozla, all you need is Kedei Klipa? Again, keep in mind that the Rashba belongs to that school of thought that we're talking about, Sli Rosech L'Kotzonen. And the Rashba asks the following question. How could it be that Kedei Klipa is sufficient? Elamai, you're going to have to say that this is a case of Tatoi Gavar. Says the Rashba, I don't understand. What does Tatoi Gavar mean? That Sonein falls into Roseach, I'm sorry, that Roseach falls into Sonein, and that Tzonen is Makarer the Roseach. He says, I don't understand. After all, when the Roseach falls into this liquid, what happens to the Roseach? Does it float on the surface? Where does it go? It goes down, down, down. It drowns to the bottom. And the Mela, if that be the case, what's going to happen is it's no longer that the Tzonen is the Tachton that's being Makarer the Elyon. Now the Tzonen becomes the Elyon. It's on top of the Roseach, and the Roseach becomes the Tachton. Frek the Rashba, I don't understand. The whole principle of Tatoi Gavar makes no sense, because you can only understand Tatoi Gavar if the Tatoi remains the Tachton and the Roseach remains the Elyon. But if I assume, according to the law of physics, that the Roseach of the Elyon goes down to the bottom, now it becomes the Tachton, correct? It becomes the tachton, and now it's going to heat up the elyon. And basically, if we apply the principle of tatoi gora to the case of bar gozla, as Rabbi Kivega did in his kasha, then the Rashba's kasha could be applied not just to the case of Shmuel, but also to the case of bar gozla. The bar gozla meat goes all the way to the bottom, and now it becomes the tachto, and it's heating up the elyon. Tatoi gomar. So why does the klipa suffice? Says the Rashba, gevaldige chiddush. The Rashba says that whenever the tachto, the tatoi, is ove bimkomo, it's stationary in its place, it doesn't matter one bit if the elyon goes down to become the tachto. It's always going to be tatoi gavar. So again, let's go over the Rashba. The Rashba is going to say the following: when the bar gozla falls into the kutach, since the kutach, the tatoi is ome bimkomo, we can always apply the principle of ad mekari bala purut. It's only a miktas blia tatoi gova. In a physical reality, it's now the roseach is on the bottom and the tzonein is on the top. It doesn't matter. It fell into the tzonein, and the tzonein is ome bimkomo, and therefore we apply the principle of tatoi gov. And that's the case of Shmuel, and that in Psachim, and that's the case of Argozla in Chulin and in Psachim. Oh. So based on this kasha and teretz of the Rashba, the Chavas Das, the Nesivus, wants to answer Rabbi Kivega's kasha. In fact, the Nesivus doesn't even quote Rabbi Kivega. Now, if you happen to have the Friedman edition, you'll find it on page Tuf Peihe. And this is the Chavas Das here in the Biurim in Sifkat Yud Gimel. He has something else to say in the Fidushim. He says the following: Hatosis Vasmag Vagos Vamonios. They all are of the opinion that when you have Tzli Roseach, it's not enough to suffice with Kedei Klipa, you need Kedei Netila. And mind you, Rabosai, I just want to point out, and we've said it in the past, the Magen Avraham says in Hilchos Pesach that Klipa is only a Chumrah, whereas Kedei Netila is a serious Bliya. The Nafkavita says the Magen Avraham, if he went ahead and he cooked it, he's going to need Shishim against Kedei Netila, whereas B'dievet, in the case of Klipa, it's Mutter. But Tosis belongs to the school of the Agos Maimonius and Issa Veheter. They all hold that if it's a case of Tzli Roseach, it's a serious Blia, Balat Fei, and the Klipa is not enough. The Hichal Zemi Bar Gozla, the Nafal Kadachama, the Omar Rava, Abel Tzli Boy Klipa. Umay Kusha, he says, what's Tosus bothered by? So what's Tosus thought of that? Tosus already set up this bifurcation. He's got these two categories. And in the category of Tzli Rosef that fell into Tzonein, all you require is Kedei Klipa. That's the principle of Tatoi Gova. Tzli Cham L'Tocham Netila Boy. My Kusha, what bothers Tosus? And the answer is, says the Chavas Das, that Tosus was bothered by the very identical questions the Rashba was bothered by, except he wasn't willing to accept the Rashba's breakthrough. Elevade de Daitom, meaning Das HaTosus, the Hatzli Shokea, the Tzli sinks down below the Cholov, HaCholov Tzach Me'olov, Ve'havi Din Tatoi Roseach Yeshlo. Now, the Tzli, which is Roseach, has a Din of Tatoi, Umachu Shapi. So let's just summarize the answer of the Chavas Das. The Chavas Das says that the question of Rabbi Kivega is a very, very strong question. How could Tosus raise a stira from Bar Gozla to the principle of Kidei Netila. After all, Bar Gozel is a case of Tatoi Gover. It's not that the Kli Roseach, that the Kli Roseach is rubbing next to the Tzonen, which requires Kidei Netila, but rather the Kli Roseach falls down into the Tzonen, and therefore Kidei Klipa should be sufficient. What is Tosfos Haki? What does he want? What was his kasha? That's Rabbi Kvega and the Chavos Das. Says the Chavos Das, well, let's go back to the Rashba's kasha. The Rashba's kasha was, how could we say Tatoi Govar when the Elyon, the Roseach Elyon, is Shokea below the Tato, the Tatoi, and therefore it becomes Tatoi Govar in the opposite direction. Now you have the Cham on the bottom of the Roseach. So the Rashba came up with his radical chiddush that as long as the tachto and the tatoi is ovei b'mkomo, we always apply the principle of tatoi govar. Says the Chavos Das, Tosfos refused to accept that chiddush, and therefore Tosfos was of the opinion that in all cases we're going to say that when the roseach is shokea l'toch hatzonen, it's going to require kidei netila. And therefore, in the case of Bar Gozla, since the premise is that the Bar Gozla is Shokea L'toch HaCholav, therefore we're going to require Kidei Netila. And yet, oddly enough, the Sugya Paskins, the Lesman de Polig, that all you need is Kidei Klipa. That was Tosfos' Kasha. And this kasha forces Tosfos to take the position that the sugya of Bar Gozla is talking about tzli, about tzonen, excuse me. Enochinami, if the tzli was roseach, you would require kidei netila. But since the sugya is addressing even a case of Bar Gozla that was tzonen, therefore it suffices kidei klipa. Let's read the Tosfos inside his teretz. Tosfos says, Hasam, there in the case of Bar Gozla filu b'tzonen ayri. So if it's tzonen, so what's going on? It's tzonen b'toch tzonen. I mean, why don't you suffice with hadacha? Why do you need kidei klipa? Tosfos says, Mishum de Bar Yona rachich tuva. This case of, he calls it a Bar Yona, meaning it's already cooked, it's already tzli, is rachich tuva. It's softened up, it's not like chai, and therefore, bala. There is a mixus blia, and what you require is, and suffice with, is kidei klipa. Good. Now, Rabosai, if this be the case, if we accept the Chavos Das, and that seems to be our only act in town, the only show in town, in order to answer Rabbi Kivega's kasha, that the Mahalach in Tosfos was that Tosfos thought against the Rashba that once the Elyon is Shokea in the Tachton, we no longer apply the principle of Tatoi Gover, and therefore if the Tzonen falls into the Cholov, it means like this. According to the Chavos Das, the only hechetimza of kidei klipa in tzonen l'toch in roseach l'toch tzonen is only if you have a very small amount of cholov, such that the tzli roseach always remains on the surface. Tosfos rejected the chiddush of the Rashba, and therefore Tosfos and Shitaso held that in the case of Roseach in Bar Gozla, we should require Kidei Netila. And then Tosfos asked, how could the Gemara say that it's enough to have Kidei Klipa? And this is what forces Tosfos to come up with this radically new chiddush that Tzonen L'toch Tzonen requires Kidei Klipa. When? If it's already Mavushal, if it's already Tzli, and it's Rachich Tvei, therefore it is Bolea. How much is it Bolea? Only a mix is Bolea, and therefore that generates Halacha of Kidei Klipa.
Rabbi, can I ask a question?
Yeah. Maybe you'll ask my question.
No, this is just in the Pusha, Cheshman, understanding of Tosfos. Meaning, Tosfos' question, that if you'd say Tatoi Gova, so it should need more than Klipa, so it should need Kidei Netila.
Again, not in the classical Tatoi Gov, the class.
Because it's sink.
Right, because it's sink. Right.
Why wouldn't it need Kulo at that stage? Why only Kidei Netila? Meaning.
Because I guess Tosfos is of the opinion that the Rashi is partially correct. In other words, it is Omed Bimkomo, and therefore the Pshara down the middle is going to be Kedei Netilah. It's not going to be Asa Kulo, it's going to be Kedei Netilah. And that's indeed the Shita of the Agos, my money is and the Isa Beheter. And the Ramah is Machmir for this Shita. And therefore the Ramah says that we have to assume that in this case it's going to be Tzonen, and if it's Tzonen and it's Rachich Tfei, it's Bolea Purta, and you require Kedei Klipa. Okay. Now we're ready for my question. The Cheshbon just doesn't work, Ramos. Okay? Now again, when it comes to Cheshbon, I'm very weak. I barely passed math in high school. You know, I'm not very good at Cheshbon, so you'll have to bear with me. But I'm going to try to say this over at least twice, maybe even thrice, just to make sure that the Cheshbon is correct, because I simply can't come up with an answer to this question. This is what I call Nizruka Mifnei HaChabura, and maybe Rabosai, you'll come up with the answer. I can't come up with an answer. But again, you'll have to bear with me before you pounce on me. Give me a chance to sort of spit out the question, okay? And I'm gonna make sure over and over again that I have this right. Okay. All right. The Shach is medayik from the Ramah that he does not disagree with the Mechaber, which means he rejects the Shita that goes by Monios and the Isur Veheta regarding Roseach going into Tzli, and he holds in that case all you require is Kedei Klipa. Again, we're talking the Ramah now. Again, what we're going to do in the next 5-10 minutes is to try to compare the Ramah to the source, to go back to the source of the Ramah, which is Tosfos. But right now, let's go over the Shach one more time and understand the Sikkum. What is the Sheet of the Ramah? The Ramah holds, like the Mechaber, that if you have Sli Roseach going into Tzonen, all you need is Kedei Klipa against the Agos, Maimonides, and Isa Beheta that require Kedei Netilah. The Ramah is make it like the Mechaber. All you need is Kedei Klipa in that case. Then the Shach says, I mean, that's explicit in the Ramah, that the Ramah is Machmir, like the Rosh, that even in the case of Tzonen, which means the Basar Tzonen went into Tzonen, but it's Mevushal, it's Tzolui, you require Kedei Klipa, that there is Lechumra, there is a Blia. Now, the source of the Ramah is Tosfos. What compelled Tosfos to come to the conclusion that in the case of Tzonen, L'tov Tzonen, there is a Mitzas Blia? In other words, what forced Tosfos' hand to interpret Bar Go's law as a case of Tzonen? The source for this Chumrah of Tosfos and the Rush, which is quoted here by the Ramah, that Afilu Heim Tzonen in Boi Klipa, is Bar Go's law. That is the source. That's the Sugya. Well, which Go's law revealed to your ears that we're talking about a case of Tzonen? The answer is, Tosfos was forced to that position based on the fact that he understood that if it was a case of Roseach, then Kedei Klipa would not be sufficient. Because again, if the Bar Go's law was Roseach going into Tzonen, it becomes the Tachton because it's Nofel Ad Lamata, Chokeya Ad Lamata, and therefore the principle of Tatoi Gomar to generate Klipa is not applicable, but rather we have to replace it with the principle of Kedei Netilah. So it means, let's go over Rabbi Kivega's cash. Right, Rabbi Kivega says, why didn't Tosfos interpret the case of the Sugya Bar Gozas Tatoi Govar? The answer is, says the Chavos Das, because Tosfos understood that Tatoi Gavar does not apply to the case of Gozla because it sinks down to the bottom. And Tosus rejected the principle, the Chiddush of the Rashba, that since it's, you know, the Tatoi is Omed Bimkoma, is therefore remains Tatoi Gavar and suffice, and Kdei Klipa suffices. Tosus rejected that principle, and Tosus says that when it's Shokel Amata, then you're going to require Kdei Netila, and you can no longer apply the principle of Tatoi Gavar. That's what forced Tosus to ask himself the question, I don't understand the Sugi Bar Gozla, because if Bar Gozla is to be measured from the perspective of Tatoi Gavar, then it's not Tatoi Gavar. And rather, says the Chavistas, Tosus understood, it's a case which require Kidei Netila. Why in the Sugya Bar Gozla is it sufficient Kidei Klipa? If this be the case, Rabosei, I don't understand the Ramah, I don't understand the Shach. Why did the Ramah take up the Chumr of Tzonen? The Shach says that Mitzad Echad, the Ramah accepts the Kula of the Mechaber. That means that if Tzli Roseach goes into Tzonen, then all you need is Kidei Klipa. And at the same time, the Ramah says that in the case of Tzonen, L'tov Tzonen, you need Kidei Klipa. It doesn't make any sense. If Tosus would assume, like the other Rishonim that the Shach mentions here, the Ravid and the Ran and so forth and so on, the Rashba and so forth and so on, that if Roseach falls into Tzonen, all you need is Kidei Klipa, which is Paskin here by the Mechaber and Siv Zayin, if the Ramah accepts that, then that sheet of Rishonim are based on the Chiddush of the Rashba, namely that even though the Tzli is going into Tzonen and it's sinking down to the bottom, nevertheless I can still apply the principle of Tatoi Gavar and Sagi Le Beklipa. So now, if Sagi Le Beklipa, the case of Tzli, of Roseach Betoch Tzonen, because of the Rashba's principle, meaning if the Mechaber and the Ramah both unanimously accept the principle of the Rashba, correct? It means that even though the Tzli Roseach goes down to the bottom, nevertheless I apply the principle of Tatoi Gavar, and therefore all I need is Kidei Klipa. If that be the case, then we're back to Rabbi Kivega's Kasha. Why did Tosfos ask a Stira from Bar Gozla? And based on that Stira Bar Gozla, Tosfos came to the radical conclusion that even in the case of Tzonen, if it's Rachich, it's going to be Bolea Kidei Klipa. There's something impossible here in the Shita Sarama, the way that the Shach presents it. Let me just try it once more for my own self, if you'll bear with me. On the one hand, the Ramah says the Mechaber, I'm sorry, says the Shach, agrees with the Rashba, namely that Tatoi Gavra applies even if the Basar is Shokel Lamata, because it's Ome Bimkoma. If that be the case, then in this situation of Tatoi Gavar, even though the Tatoi Gavar changes to Eloi Gavar, nevertheless all you need is Kidei Klipa, and therefore, if that be the case, the Sugya of Bar Gozla, the way the Rashba understood it, and that assumes that it's enough to Kidei Klipa, is talking about this very case, where the Tzli Roseach goes down deep, drowning as it were in the liquid, in the Tzonen, and yet all you need is Kidei Klipa. No, if all you need is Kidei Klipa, so what was Tosus's kasha? In other words, on both sides, there are two ways of understanding the Sugya of Bar Gozla. Let's just summarize. One way of understanding the Sugya of Bar Gozla is the way the Rashba understood it. That we're talking about a case of Roseach. Tzonen is not Bolea, therefore it couldn't be a case. You could not require Kidei Klipa in the case of Tzonen. It's got to be a case of Roseach. And yet, nevertheless, we're going to apply the principle of Tatoi Gavar, and all we need is Klipa. That's the way the Rashba understood the Sugya Bar Gozla. Tosus, on the other hand, didn't understand the Sugya Bar Gozla. So they asked, why not? Why not just learn that it's like that Sugya in Pesachim of Shmuel, that it should be Tatoi Gavar, and all you require is Kidei Klipa? But the answer is, says the Chavos Das, because Tosfos rejected the new principle, the breakthrough principle of the Rashba, and he holds that in the case of Shokel Amata, it's not considered Tatoi Gavar, and therefore Tosfos is of the opinion that it's a case of... So Tosfos therefore of the opinion that the Psakia should be Kidei Netila, because again we can't apply the principle of Tatoi Gavar the way the Rashba broke through. Is therefore Tosfos asks a stira. How could it be in Bar Gozla that we're sufficient to have Kidei Klipa? This is going to bring Tosfos to a Hechrech to assume, to reinterpret the Sugya Bar Gozla, that we're talking about even a case of Tzonen. Aye, in Tzonen there's no Blia. The answer is there is a Mixus Blia if it's Rochich Tfei. Now a Halacha, what do we say? The only reason why Tosfos is being Mechadish, that Tzonen is Bolea in a case of Mevushal, as long as it's not Chai, is because he holds that if it would have been Cham, it would have been a stronger Blia and it would have required Kedei Netila and Kedei Klipa wouldn't be enough. So then how could the Shach, on the one hand, who's Medayik from the Ramah, tell us that the Ramah agrees to the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that Cham L'toch Tzonein is enough B'Klipa based on the principle of the Rashba, and then at the same time tell me that the Ramah is Machmir like Tosfos, that in the case of Tzonein there is a Bliya that requires Kedei Klipa? In other words, the kasha is, if you're being Machmir like Tosfos to require Klipa in the case of Tzonein, then it must be that you have to be machmir in the case of Roseach, because otherwise the sugya of Bar Gozla could be interpreted under the halacha of Tatoi Gavar. This seems to be a contradiction within the Ramah himself, the way the Shach understands the Ramah. And the Shach's diuk is a very strong diuk. In other words, what we're saying is the Ramah on the one hand is paskening l'chumra like the Shitas Tosfos and the Rush, that Tzonein l'toch Tzonein requires Kedei Klipa if it's Mevushal, and at the same time he's being makil to assume that Roseach l'toch Cham, Roseach l'toch Tzonein only requires Kedei Klipa. What forced Tosfos to the position l'chumra to paskin that the sugya Bar Gozla is a case of Tzonein, and there is Kedei Klipa in Tzonein, which is the Ramah's Psak? What forced him is the fact that he couldn't understand the sugya Bar Gozla, because if the sugya Bar Gozla was Cham, was Roseach and not Tzonein, it would have required what? Kedei Netila, Kishitas Hagos Maimonios. Therefore, Tosfos was compelled to reinterpret the sugya of Bar Gozla as referring to a case of Tzonein. No, the whole basis for the Chumrah of Tosfos, that Tzonein is Bolea Miktsas Blia and requires Kedei Klipa, is the fact that he could not understand the Sugya of Bar Gozla any other way, because if you can interpret the Sugya of Bar Gozla as Tosfos originally understood it, as being a case of Roseach, then it would require Kedei Netila. I last week, Rabbi Kivegas Kasha, why should it require Kedei Netila? It's a case of Tatoi Gavar, and Tosfos himself says that Tatoi Gavar is sufficient Kedei Klipa. The answer is the Chavos Das, that Tosfos rejected the breakthrough of the Rash when he holds that when the Bar Gozla sinks below the level of the Kutach, it now becomes a situation that requires Kedei Netila, and therefore Tosfos doesn't belong to the school of the Rashba, but rather belongs to the entire school of Rishonim that require, in the case of Roseach L'toch Tzonein, Kedei Netila. So how then can the Ramah combine these two Piskei Din? How on the one hand can the Ramah say that I'm willing to be, I have to be machmir in the case of Tzonein, that there is a Mixus Bliya required Kedei Klipa, but at the same time the Ramah maintains the position that I can be Mekil in the case of Roseach L'toch Tzonein? The entire reason that pushes Tosfos to assume that in Tzonein there is a Bliya is because he had to reinterpret the Sugya of Bar Gozla as a case of Tzonein, because otherwise Tosfos would be left with a stira, because Tosfos holds that Roseach and Tzonein requires Kedei Netila, and Kedei Klipa is not enough. Therefore, the Ramah logically, if he accepts the Chumrah of Tosfos in the case of Tzonein, would be forced willy-nilly to accept the position L'chumra, in the case of Rosech L'tochtzonein, meaning that you require Kedei Netila and Kedei Klipa, is not sufficient.
How do you understand that the Ksubya of Gozo is Roteach? Why does the Gemara so ask Maliyah Harein for Roteach? Why does he ask about Maliyah?
Why does it just ask the question about Roseach, you're saying, without Maliyah? I thought the Gemara was asking something else. Let me take a look at the Gemara again. I thought what the Gemara was asking is a different question. The Gemara was asking about the principle of Shmuel over here. Meaning, even if you'll justify that somehow Tzli L'toch Tzonein would be Sagile B'Klipa, but what about the fact that Shmuel says that Moliach Hareu K'Roseach? Let me just read the Gemara again, just 1 second. Oh, it's easier for me in Chulin. Right, that the principle of Shmuel does not apply over here. Why? Because here it's Nechal Machmas Molcho, correct? So what principle are we left with? And here we're going to have a Machlokas Rishonin. One school of thought is going to say we should be left with the principle of Kedei Netila, and that's going to be Tosis's Kasha, why not require Kedei Netila? And the other Rishonim, who are headed up by the Rashba, are going to apply the principle of Tatoi Govar, and therefore it's very logical that all requires Kedei Klipa. So Tosis is of the opinion, like the Hagos Raimonit, that we should require Kedei Netila, and therefore Tosis says, why is it that all we need is Kedei Klipa? Aval Tzli Boi Klipa, and that's all you need is Klipa. And Tosis answers, because we're talking about a case of Tzli. See, it's like Isaac's question is the following question. Why does the Gemara Misharayin here, the issue of Shmuel, why did you say that Tzli L'toch Roseach should be Kedei Klipa, or even Kedei Netila, Man Kedisle, without introducing the principle of Roseach? What I thought the Gemara was saying is that initially we understood that Bar Gozel was a case of Chai, correct? We didn't even have Tzli. And therefore, if it's a case of Chai, we don't have any issues about Roseach, right? Because even if it's a case of Roseach Chai, we should not assume there's any Blia. It's only in the case of Tzli that there's Blia. So the Gemara says, but wait a minute, forget about Blia mitzad Tzli, that you don't have because we're talking about Chai. What about the case of Shmuel, the principle of Shmuel of Maliach Hareyu Kurosef, and for the Gemara name, here it's Nechal Machmas Molch.
And on that, the Gemara refers that if it's Tzli.
Then the Gemara says the following. Avot Tzli, Boy Klipa.
Even when it's cold.
Even when it's cold. That's the sheet of Tosis.
It sounds like the whole Sugya is talking about cold. That's why Tosis was forced to say it's talking about cold. Because it's talking at the beginning of the Gemara, so it's going to be Klipa. Says the Gemara, no, we can't apply even Shmuel. Says the Gemara, it's not Tzli, even when it's cold.
I don't. 1 second. I'm missing one idea here. Let me just. Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm missing one idea here. Yeah, because I think it's what I need is Siman Kufay.
So
let me come back to you, Yitzchak Isaac, a little bit later. I just want to finish up. Okay. So if you take a look in the Tshuvas of the Chasam Sofer in Yoredei Lamed Ches, he relates to this kasha of Rabbi Kiveger. And he also goes into this whole discussion about if the Bar Gozel situation is where it goes down all the way to the bottom. Okay. I wanted to add a few points. Point number one is that, you know, the kula, the breakthrough of the Rashba is very, very relevant. It's ma'od matsui, because, you know, very often we're going to have this situation of tatoi gavar, and we want to be matir in the case of chamlutok tsonen, and say all you need is klipa. And the question is, does the Rambah accept la halacha, that shita of the Rashba? The Shach says he does. Again, it doesn't seem to work in terms of the cheshvin, because the Rambah himself is machmir in the case of tzonen. So I don't know. I mean, lamaisa, it's going to be reliable, I guess, to rely on the Rashba. The chambetok tzonen, even if it goes down into the bottom, is we could apply the principle kedei klipa and ad make your bola purt. But perhaps in the case of chamletok tzonei, just one second. You know, I'm going back to your question, Yitzhak, guys. It's really bothering me. Just one second.
I wasn't holding like 100% in the just.
Yeah, because I think when the Gemara thinks in Kuf Yud Beis that we're talking about, I just don't want to say something that's totally wrong. But if I understood the sugya correctly, when the Gemara initially understood that we're talking about chai, basar chai, then the Gemara thinks that in basar chai there's no bli at all,
unless it has pili or
in case of pili or tavlin. But I'm still leaving out those two cases. In case of basar chai, there's no bli at all. The only problem that we could raise here is the problem of moliach, because the kutach is salty. And I think that would answer your question. I just want to double check. I don't want to say something that's wrong, but I think that's correct. In fact, I'm wondering, in the case of chamletoch tzonen, and we said that not all the Rishonim are very happy about the kula of the Mechaber, perhaps we could apply the principle of Sfek-Sfek. That's what I'm wondering. Perhaps we have a double Suffek. Let's just think. First of all, we don't know what the status of Tzli is. Whether Tzli is considered like Mevushal to require Kedei Klipa. Where Tosus equates Tzli with Mevushal, that's one issue. And the second issue is that even if I grant you that Tzli could generate Kedei Netila, like Shita Tosus, but I'm not sure in the case where the Tzli fell into the tzonein, whether we would require kedei netila, or we could rely on the Rashba. So what I'm suggesting here is that really to be machmir in the case of tzli rosech letoch tzonein and require kedei netila, I think is based on two premises. One premise as far as the status of tzli, and the other premise as far as the status of this blia. Whether or not there is a blia of kedei netila, or do we say, let's apply the principle of tatoi gover like the Rashba. The second point I wanted to make is, there's a very fascinating tshuva of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. And he wants to say the following. Let's say, according to the Rambah, based on Tosis, we want to be machmir and tzonen. So the case that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the very short tshuva that he addresses, is cholav shenofal al of tzonen. Okay, this could be a maisin in b'chol yom, that some milk got spilled on cold chicken. So l'chora, according to Tosfos, and there are more passings like Tosfos, afilu heim tzonenim, we're going to require kedei klipa. So Tzvi Pesach Frank wants to say the following: that this chumrah of Tosfos and the Ramah would apply in basar, but not necessarily in oaf. Why? Because we paskin that oaf is the Rabbanah. And therefore he says, what we have here is a sfeksveka. First of all, we have all the shitas in the Rishonim that are mekil in sonim. And we wanted to claim that those shitos are the very same shitos that are machmir in Rosach. Right? Because if you're machmir in Rosach, there's no need to set up the sugya in Bar Gozel as a case of tzonein. So if we have no sauce for the chumr of tzonein litzonein, that requires klipa. So memela, with our cheshbin, I think Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank's Sfeksveker makes a lot of sense. He says the following, that if cholav tzonein falls on of tzonein, all you need is hadach. Why? Either Rava is machmir like Tosfos. He wants to say the following. First of all, he calls it trade drabbanon. First of all, we have the drabbanon that basar of is drabbanon. Secondly, there's another drabbanon here because this is not what he calls tsuras derech bishol, and the Torah only asks us basar b'cholov if it's derech bishol. So what happened over here? You had cold falling on cold. That's not called derech bishol. So mainly you have trade drabbanon. If it's trade Rabbanah, we could be Mekil, he says, like all the other Rishonim, against Tosfos, that Tzonein L'Tov Tzonein is not Bolea, and all you need is Hadacha. But he adds one stipulation. He says that's only if you eat it cold. He says don't cook the oaf, because then it becomes Derech Bishol. And instead of trade Rabbanah, it's only Chad Rabbanah. And I thought that was very, very brilliant. Very sharp. I just want to point out a few minor makomas for you if you're interested. As far as the sugya of Pili is concerned, Bekoyim. So we're talking about Basar Chai, and it has Bekoyim. So the Prichodesh and the Chavos Das both agree that in this case, if you went ahead and you cooked the meat, then all you need is Shishim against the Cholav. And that makes a lot of sense. But if you take a look in the Otzer Mefarshim, you'll see that he quotes the Beis Meir, and the Beis Meir is of the opinion that even Shishim won't work. That Lomahani Shishim. I'm sorry, I said it the other way around. Let me go it again. The Prichodesh and the Chavos Das are of the opinion that Shishim doesn't work in the case of Pili. And the Beis Meir is quoted by the Otzer Mefarshim as saying that Pili is subject to Bittul B'Shishim. So the question that I want to raise here is, what sense do you make out of the Prichodosh and the Chavos Das? I mean, why shouldn't Shishim work? The Mishnah itself says that Tipas Chol Shenofel L'Toch, you know, Chatichas Basar is B'no Sein Tam. So why shouldn't Shishim work? So I was thinking that perhaps the lundus here is how to view the case of Pili, of Bekoyim. Do we view it as a Tyroves, or do we say it's not a Tyroves at all? Meaning, the Beis Meir understood that we have here a Tyroves of Basar B'Cholav, and therefore we could apply the din of Bittul B'Shishim. Whereas the Chavos Das understood that if there's Pili, then there is cholav in the Bekoyim. That's where they are. You know, that's they're stuck. The cholav is stuck, so to speak, in the Bekoyim, in the crevices, and therefore there's isur nikar b'mkomo. You can only apply shishin when there's a chalos tarovis. Here, I think there's no chalos tarovis. All right, Rabosa, we'll stop here. And let me know if you're interested in a shiur on Maliach Harei Kiroseach. That you'll let me know. I don't know what simon you're up to. I guess different people are up to different simonim. Yeah.
Thank you.